Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Nothing is worse as a seller or a sales VP as getting a new contract with a client and kicking that project off and then having the project go off the rails quickly. Nothing is worse than getting that call from a client right after the project is implemented saying, I'm not so sure we made the right decision. Or worse, a client who wants to change direction or cancel or stop the progress. There are things that we can do as a sales team to make sure that that doesn't happen, or at least to minimize the amount of times that it does happen. Here are those things now. One, as soon as the contract is signed, whether you do an electronic signature or an actual signature on a physical contract, or even just a verbal approval on a credit card online, make sure you send a thank you to your buyer. And by thank you, I mean a handwritten thank you note, pop it in the courier to make sure that they get it right away. You want them to feel good about the purchase. That helps to prevent buyer's remorse. If you leave them alone for too long, they'll start to think to themselves, oh, did I make the right decision? Is this the right approach? And they'll be left under the influence of others inside their company who may have had a differing opinion. So get yourself in there right away. Number two, make sure you start the project quickly. In fact, as you are getting close to closing the sale, as you're moving through those last stages of the pipeline, I would really encourage you to start rolling out the implementation schedule with your client so that you can have your kickoff meeting within days of that contract being signed. The shorter the time frame between the contract being signed and the kickoff, the less likely you are to have the project go off the rails. So start quickly. Make sure you have a kickoff meeting with all the team. Get everybody engaged and involved. And it's especially important that if you had any doubters or naysayers or people that you thought might be troublemakers for the project, get them included in the kickoff meeting. You can't be a success if you've got people doubting the success of the project. And lastly, be on site and be involved in the project to identify early wins. Showcase success in the first few days. If people are excited about the project, remind the decision makers. If people adopt the project quickly, remind the decision makers. Collect testimonials from people involved in the project's implementation. Just because they might say good things about you to you, don't think that they're sharing that good news internally. You need to be that conduit of getting that good news up to your buyers. If the buyers are hearing all sorts of success early on in the projects, they'll stay excited, they'll stay engaged, and you will reduce, if not eliminate, buyer's remorse.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.